It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the beautiful state of Arizona, where we have people that want to represent it. You know, people want to represent Arizona. Why? Why Arizona? What's so special about Arizona? What's Arizona got going on? Well, we're going to find out, you know, from the perspective of Jim Deacon. He's one of the candidates for U.S. Senate against John McCain and J.D. Hayworth. It's getting all the buzz. All the buzz. Now, I know McCain, Hayworth, I could give their spiel for them, you know, myself, and it doesn't matter because whatever they say, it doesn't mean anything anyway. So what we're going to go ahead and do, here from the studios of Freedoms Phoenix, Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, where you'll have the archive of this show. As soon as we get done with the show, I'll put that bad boy up. You know, as a matter of fact, yeah, I can probably get the second hour up before the end of the third hour. You know, I have the technology. And you go to freedomsphoenix.com, you pull it up, and you can make use of it, whatever. So if he says something dumb, it's going to be there forever and always. Amen. You know, fair warning, okay? You're up against the libertarian thing. You know, we're probably not going to be, you know, right on line on everything, but we're going to learn. We're going to get to know you. You know, it's kind of like, yeah, do we really know Jim? Well, we're going to find out.
That's the most I can hope for.
That's it. You know, I'm going to give you every chance. I just want everybody to know. Now, this is what's happened. And I was going to tell you, we didn't have time. I wanted to tell you this. I'll tell you on air. Yesterday, I had Pastor Stephen Anderson on. He had just come from, he'd won his two charges that he had in Yuma court about the checkpoint that he went through, and he refused to comply. They tased him. They pulled him out, beat him up. And we came on, we talked about that, and that was very interesting. Because he was on my list of guests that I have in my archive and so on, I guess they knew that he was on. So I got a call from a Hayworth supporter. Now, he didn't say that at first. Okay, he's just going on about whatever. And he's going, well, I need to know, you know, ask Pastor Anderson if he knows Jim Deacon. And I'm going, why? I mean, who cares? And it's because he's in fire suppression, too. He has some kind of to do with the fire thing. As a matter of fact, the Libertarian candidate against Kyle in 94, a good friend of mine, later became county chair of the Libertarian Party, Scott Granger, is in your field. You know, yes. He's a well-respected engineer mm-hmm. in Mesa. Well, he had his own run-in with the law at one time. You know, they just, there's bad guys. You know, we just track bad guys. So what's happened is they said, well, you're in the same business. Does he know Pastor Anderson? Well, I asked him. Well, Anderson goes, yeah, I had talked to him or met him at one thing or something like that, but he didn't have big, giant, flowery things to say about you, so I guess you're safe there. Okay. Okay. So he didn't say anything bad. He just like, you know, nah, they're just all the same. So there's not really any kind of a relationship there, but I'm like, why? And I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm putting in some profane words too, because it just irks me. I hate this crap. And I go, why does this freaking matter? Why I'm supposed to care? Why? What does this have to do with anything? Well, we need Mr. Deacon to pull from the race and endorse J.D. Hayworth. Oh, so it comes out. Okay, so that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I need to ask you. You've been getting a lot of these calls, have you?
Yeah, David Duke put it on his website today to call me and have me drop out. So, yeah, we've been getting a lot of phone calls today.
David Duke?
David Duke,
KKK
yes.
David Duke?
KKK David Duke, yes.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, why would he think he'd have any influence anyway? Why are they involved? Why him? Why? What the heck is going on, man? Tell me. See, I have done everything I can to avoid Arizona politics in general. I avoid television in general. I run a website, a news portal that I get a really good beat on, you know, probably a lot better than most people on the world, you know, through Freedom's Phoenix. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and you'll see what I mean. Because if you're watching local affiliate news kind of stuff and you can get past all the political commercials, you know, you still didn't learn anything. So I'm going, all right. So the battle between you, John McCain, and J.D. Hayworth, I think it was probably after you had your first debate that all of a sudden this Jim Deacon thing started to rise up. How high have you gotten in the polls? What's been your highest so far?
Rasmussen still won't list me on a poll. They don't like. They don't want me in there any more than the Republican Party does.
Oh, it's like that. Okay, I get it. Well, you got them. They're doing some polling because don't. They don't want you in there.
Oh yeah, they're doing a lot of polling. The internal polls I've been told from other people that are running from other offices that I'm getting a lot more support than anybody ever would have expected.
Why? What makes you so different? What's your claim to fame?
Well, my biggest difference is they're career politicians, and I'm one of the American citizens. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran. I've grown. My business is here in Arizona, hunted and fished here. I'm in financial trouble because of the way the economy is, just like everybody else in Arizona. And then they relate to me. And when I come on to television, like the debates like you were talking about, and I talk about getting back to the fundamentals of the Constitution, back to what the founding fathers wanted for this nation, to get away from the socialist communist push that's being pushed on us for the last 40, 50 years, it really resonates with people. People are concerned about the future of their children and their grandchildren.
Why? They don't think McCain's going to love him enough? J.D. Hayworth, he was a congressman. He's not a good guy.
Yeah. They've been there, they've done that, and they've created the problems. And
you know, that's one thing the Libertarian candidate for governor, Barry Hass, he always says. He goes, look, man, if I laid a claim that I could thrive in a political cesspool like this, I'm not sure that's like a good thing. You know, so I can understand that sentiment. But, you know, that still doesn't tell me anything. I mean, this is the campaign slogan. Let's go ahead and get some specifics. I ask very simply, I go, all right. So what's the proper role of government? If I'm going to have this they rule me thing, you know, which I, you know, by the way, I don't advocate having anybody rule me. I just want, you know, FYI. You know, I'm like, you know, just still voting. I mean, you know, if you think you're going to get freedom by voting, you haven't been paying attention. Okay. So I'm just going, all right. So let's assume that somebody's going to get up there and stand. I am one of the 100 most powerful men in the universe. And I'm going to have your interest at heart. And that's going to be you. You're going to say, I'm the good guy because I think the proper role of this force that I have, this government force, we're going to direct the barrel of the gun at somebody. You know, you're going to do it with what limitations? What's the proper role of government?
The proper role of government is to protect the citizens of the country from invasion, from other people that want to take our rights away. The Creator, the Declaration of Independence says the Creator gives us our rights, so I'm a firm believer that government does not give us our rights. Government can only work to take away our rights or restrict our rights in one way or the other.
So you're going to protect the people. I feel an immigration thing coming on here. All right, go ahead and give me your immigration spiel, man.
Immigration's important. We need immigration in this country because our birth rate is too low, so we will always need legal immigration in this country. I am a believer in finishing the border fence and pushing the Border Patrol off the layered defense back down to the border where they belong, because we shouldn't be searched and treated like Pastor Anderson was when we're traveling down I-10 or I-40 to California.
Well, what do you think about these checkpoints?
I'm completely against those checkpoints. We should be stopping the invasion at the border, not within our own country, taking away our own freedoms.
You know, well, then that begs a question on your opinion of SB 1070. I mean, how much do you understand it? Did you read it? Do you know what it says?
I have read it. I do know what it says, and I think it's unfortunate that we had to pass that. I do support it as a state's rights to protect our neighborhoods. There's some things in it I don't like. The reporting.
Like what?
Like some of the things that a lot of people don't like that are freedom-minded. They don't like the reporting. They don't like being... the federal government giving our information to double check it against some database, because one of the misnomers I think a lot of people take into consideration is this national ID. It's not the actual card that you're carrying around that's the national ID. It's the database that the federal government keeps on track of everybody.
It's our face. Yeah, the card's just a token, man.
Right.
I mean, you know, our biometrics are our face. They take it to driver's license. They just send all this stuff. You know, that's one thing. That's the only thing that was left in the bill. When they struck down all this stuff about what when an officer comes in contact with someone, you know, all that is like, yeah, we're not going to decide that later. We'll go court on that. We'll hold off on that one.
Right.
So what'd they leave? the transfer of all the data.
Yeah.
And I'm going, wow, I'm feeling so much better. You know,
it really could have been solved with just one sentence in the bill saying all law enforcement officers shall enforce all federal law immigration laws. It could have been as simple as that.
You know, the thing is, and we've gone on and on about it. I'm just going to, you know, we'll get off of this. We could spend the whole time on this one subject because my thing was a little bit different. I looked at it through the, you know, jaded eye of a libertarian. Okay, what's the first sentence say? The legislature of the state of Arizona finds a compelling interest in the cooperative enforcement of federal immigration laws throughout Arizona. I remember this cooperative enforcement of any federal law was fusion center, multi-jurisdictional task force and Clintonista kind of, we got the federalization of local law enforcement. That was used to be a bad thing. Now we're begging for it. And the compelling interest was what? I don't like accordion and trumpet music. I what was a compelling interest? I thought compelling interest was defense of individual rights. Oh, no, we find a compelling interest is whatever they say it is. So I'm going, oh, we got to be careful on this thing. Well, we'll get in some other goodies when we come back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
On a mission. I don't know what that mission is. I know who he's up against. You know, Arizona U.S. Senator John McCain, Republican nominee for the Republican Party, and J.D. Hayworth was a former congressman here in Arizona and then went talk show host with Clear Channel to keep his name up there because he was not done. So I'm going, you know, I got, this is my choice. I got J.D. Hayworth and John McCain. Yay! I mean, that's my choices, seriously? And you wonder why I don't vote? So I'm going, all right. Let's go ahead and see what this Deacon guy is all about. But, you know, there's people on. We're going to give people opportunity to call in, 866-986-NEWS. 866-986-6397. All right, let's see what happens. Sonny Craig, go ahead, man.
Hey, Ernest, how you doing? Hi, Jim. I want to clarify something at first. I didn't call up to debate Jim, you know. I didn't call up to
You're not going to call up to do anything if you don't get to the point. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to ask a few simple questions
to
Jim. We didn't get answered in our last discussion on the blog Constitutional Emergency. I asked him a couple of questions that didn't get answered directly.
Well, you're not going to get them answered now if you don't ask them. Go.
Hey, Jim, can you just briefly explain your reasons for staying in the race? I understand that you've made statements that say you're for the Tea Party goals in Arizona, and one of their goals is to remove McCain. Now, I'm not saying you can't win the election, but right now the percentage points don't look too good for you. So if you stay in the race, you're taking out our one guy, possibly taking out our one guy who can replace McCain. I just want to hear your explanation.
Okay, well, go ahead and we'll write all these. I'm writing them down here. Go ahead and give all three of them so we can get through this. We'll be here all day. So go ahead and do your second question, too.
Yeah, and secondly, I didn't see the association with the fire systems. I found another association between the Christian American Patriots group that his wife was blogging on and Faithful Word Baptist Church. That's how I made the assumption of an association. I realize it might be wrong, so I just want to ask Jim directly, have you ever been associated with Faithful Word Baptist Church, been a member, or been in business with Stephen Anderson?
Okay, stop right there. I want to ask you a question first.
Sure.
So freaking what? I just want to know why is there, let's say there is, then what?
Well, at this point, it's a little different than it was a few months ago when I first asked him the question.
But why did you? Why do you ask these questions? Religious questions, church questions, association questions. I want to know why you even. That's what upset me yesterday. You called. I'm going. Seriously, we're down to this. I mean, you might as well be a mosque question. I mean, you know, I'm going. Why is that a question to begin with?
Okay, let me answer.
I'm waiting.
I was the religion and society columnist for Examiner.com. Religion is my business. It's what I do. When I talk about religion and social issues, this was one of the issues that we ask certain candidates what their religious background is. so that we can know, you know, if they're into Christian identity movement or whatever, you know. If they're into nefarious things, we want to know what they are. If they're into good things, we want to know what they are. We just want clarification.
Define good things. You know, I'm for somebody defending my individual rights, and I couldn't possibly care less what religion they are. Why is a religion, orientation, or a church or something have anything to do with that? I don't understand.
Ernest, have you ever been to his church?
Who, Pastor Anderson's?
Yes.
No, I've watched some of his YouTubes. Man, he's a fire breather. That's for dang Skippy. I mean, but that's not why we have him on the show. He was standing up against the man for his constitutional rights to just go unmolested on the highway. That's all I cared about. That's all we promoted. I don't care what their political persuasion is. You know, I'm just wondering how it matters that you would associate him. I mean, I'll let him answer. You know, I want to make sure the audience understands the relevance. You know, the relevance is that if he knows or has been associated with this particular pastor, it sheds some kind of light on him. I mean, I've seen this before with, you know, they do it with Obama, they do it with Bush, they do it with, I mean, all of a sudden it's like, you know, we're going to shun any religious contact with anybody, and then that becomes an issue. So I'm just going, you know, I'm trying to get, so you're associating whatever it is that Anderson has said, if he knows him or been to his church, then that taints him, right?
No, it's not guilt by association.
Well, what is it? What is it? I don't understand the relevance.
Because that is my business, is religion. 30 years I've been a theologian and columnist.
These are the kind
of questions that I ask candidates. I'm not making it a big deal.
All right, go to the third question. Third question.
Hey, some of Jim's resume is a little thin, and we just want some maybe more background, like where he comes from. I understand he comes from Torrance, California. Is that correct, Jim? Some of his business background is a little thin there. I knew
again. So what? I mean, I'm wanting to get to, because this is what I'm concerned. This is why I don't vote. I'm just so sick of this stuff. You know, and biggest reason I don't, because I don't trust computers. But, you know, my main thing is I'm going, if I'm going to select someone that's going to go represent me or my state or something like that, let me tell you what the one thing that I want to know is. It's very clear. There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. And all I want to know from Jim, is he a leave me alone guy or not? That's all I want to know, okay? So, I mean, this is these questions are you know, it's just typical. So I'm going, is that your third question about where he's from? I mean, is that it?
The competence. Does he have the competence to handle the Senate seat? That's
he's
all I'm
not asking. John McCain or J.D. Hayworth. Heck, he just kicked the crap out of him right there. All right, thanks for the call, man. You had your questions. We'll get to them. All right, first one, reason to stay in. Why are you staying in, dummy? You're not allowed. Your voice doesn't count, man. You're not allowed. Why are you staying in?
Well, I like it when I get these phone calls telling me to drop out, because I want to see where in the Constitution it says they get to decide who people of Arizona get to vote
for. Well, he's making the point. He's going, I tell you what it is. There's a lot of people in this state, they don't like John McCain. I mean, he's always had enough money to do whatever. It's amazing. He's, you know, they keep winding him up. I mean, it's just running against him in 04 was grins and giggles. We had a lot of fun with that. I go in before the editorial board and they say, you know, well, Ernie, what do you think of John? And I go, are you kidding me? I go, John, you the man. You're the freaking man. I go, we're at war with two countries. Economies. I had a long list of stuff. And I go, and you haven't went to a single event. You don't go to any. You're finally here at this after they started early voting. You know, when you start doing all these appearances and everything, after they start early voting, after they already think they got it all wound up and done, then they'll start coming out. And I go, so you the man. And I turn to the editorial board and I go, but you. You guys suck. I go, you think that I blame him for this? It's the way you guys deal with it. So they know, the media knows. They're so last century, man. They're lamestream media. They are the Arizona Republic is like a penny saver now anyway. Nobody gives a crap what these guys have to say. It's all lies and late anyway. So, but I mean, he asks a question. I mean, he's like, why are you staying in? I mean, do you think you have a chance to win?
Absolutely. I am winning, and that's what scares them. Because they know they can't control me. They haven't donated any money to me.
That's all I'm hearing, too.
And I got to correct this guy, because there's one thing he said, that the Tea Party is there to defeat John McCain. That is not the part. That's not what the Tea Party was started for. The Tea Party was started to get back to constitutional adherence, free market solutions to our problems, and fiscal responsibility. That's the three tenets of the Tea Party. And both of my opponents, as you know, have violated the Constitution repeatedly, have earmarked us to almost death, choosing winners and losers, completely overriding the free market, and their fiscal responsibility. Everybody knows that the federal government has grown to an abominable level. It's gotten worse now with Abomination in the White House, but it was bad during Bush, and it was bad during both of McCain and Hayworth's time in Congress.
You know, I'm this Tea Party thing. You know, we're the Levolution. We know where the Tea Party came from. It was Ron Paul, people.
I know, and you guys messed up by letting Rob Haney get his fingers in it.
Oh, like, we don't care. You know, it's like, you know, they think it's always some collective that they can move around and so on. And what did they do? They just drove out everybody, kept their own little Republican blue hair kind of doing whatever, you know, and we're going to, you know, support the National Republican Apologist of whatever. I'm, you know, we know. You think we don't know? We know. Look at this workshop here. You think we don't know? We get it, you know? And the thing is that I will get the other two questions, but this is typical. Typical. But maybe we'll keep them a little longer and we'll get to some real good stuff. We'll be right back.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mamas. I think the whole world's addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism. But we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting and crying. Can you practice what you preach? And would you turn the other cheek? Father,
help us from above. Yeah, where? I just want to know one thing. Where is the love? Hey, we're looking for the love here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock, and that, Jim, that was definitely for your daughter, Jennifer, in there. I know that's I got her mouth in it in there. I know. Yeah, my daughter, she's 20 years old. She got that for me. And what does she do? She's like, Dad, man, you gotta hear this. I went to a Black Eyed Peas concert in like December or something. Did you go? You know, this is, you know, she's like, Dad, you gotta hear, and the lyrics, this is 2002, I think it was, that they did this, the Black Eyed Peas. This generation that our children, you know, we have children about the same age, our children, they understand the hypocrisy of this entire thing. And you know who you can't lie to?
Is the kids.
You dang Skippy, man.
They know how to use that internet better than anybody.
No, they're just, oh, yeah, baby. They had the first tea party here in Arizona. I don't know if you remember, they had it at the Capitol down there and so on. And I was invited to speak because, I don't know, because they didn't know better. So I get up there, and you got the Clear Channel guys up there. And, of course, J.D. is up there. My brother, my buddy, Ernie Hancock. Yeah, I mean, my friends. You know, and everything. I'm like, J.D., come on, man. You know what I mean? Seriously. You know, we can be friends when you stop being such a tyrant. So anyway, so we're up there, and I wanted to make sure that the people there understood this next generation. John Shadid got up there, and he's like, what? I didn't bring back the tarp. I don't know what you're talking about. I would never do that. Heavens to Murgatroyd. That would be bad, you know, national socialization of the economy. Well, I get up, and I just said, you know, I didn't counter him or anything. I just go, you know, do you think that these young people, these guys with video cameras right here, they're videotaping us now, these guys, you think they don't have every word that you ever uttered on any bill and everything and every newscast, and then they're right out there now videotaping you now. They do a split screen. I mean, you know, they're just going, yeah, what he said, then what he said now. What he did then, what he said he did now. You know, I'm just going, are you kidding me? And then he dropped out of the race. He decided not to run. So I'm just going, you know, this is something that I'm sure you understand. You're younger than the other guys. You know, how old are you?
I'm 44.
So you're a youngin', man. I'm 49. I'm in the 40s still. Yay.
Yay.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get back to the questions. Now, Jim's agreed to stay. We only had planned for 1 hour. He's agreed to stay into the next hour because, you know, we want to – let's relax. You know, let's go ahead and not get so rushed and so on. We spent enough time on with Sonny Craig here. But he had a couple more questions he wanted to answer. This – relationship in some way by being Facebook link commented blog Pastor Anderson church thing. Tell me everything, man.
Well, I have met Pastor Anderson. I met him at, I think it was an East Valley Tea Party, or it might have been at a Constitutional Party meeting. I can't remember. I did meet him. He still had marks on his face from when he was beat down, and he told the story, and I...
Yeah, he was one of the speakers,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah. So it was very interesting, and that's the only time I've ever seen him. And, no, I've never been to his church. I live up in North Phoenix, clear up by Cave Creek. I think his church is down somewhere by Tempe, so that's way too far for me to go to church.
Yeah, no, it's okay, damn,
and yeah,
fine. See, it wasn't the point. I knew that there was, because I had already talked to Pastor Anderson yesterday about it, because he had come on the show after this gentleman had called. And I'm like... So, I mean, you know, I'm seriously, we're down to that now. And I'm getting the motivation is, for some reason, either he hates McCain or he has some kind of adoration for Hayworth. And I can't imagine it's for JD. So it's really probably against McCain. So his other question was, your background's kind of thin. And I'm going, well, I don't know, man. You've been getting plenty of press coverage. I think you've been dissected already, haven't you?
We've been dissected pretty good, actually. And if he would actually do his homework, he would realize that John McCain and J.D. Hayworth are the same. They voted 94% the same way while they were in Congress. He would know it, but he doesn't want to see it, just like you're saying.
Okay, from the inside, tell me this.
Mm-hmm.
Why is J.D. running against McCain? It just seems like it's just a game. I mean, the same, you go high enough up on the left side of the pyramid and the right side of the pyramid, you get to the point that you got the same people controlling both sides, and to think that McCain and Hayworth are that far apart is to be naive. I mean, you know, I mean, the same supporters. Is it just the next generation? Is just a game they're playing? Is there some real differences, different special interests? What's going on?
I have no idea why J.D. got in this race, because you're right. They are exactly the same. J.D. campaigned for him back in 2008 and 2000. They calls him friends. I mean, that's why I don't know.
No, he calls me friends. So, yeah, I mean, do anything. Okay, so I'm going, all right, I'm trying to see. It just seems like it's a game that they're playing, and they definitely all jumped in on this immigration thing. And I'm wondering, in the, you know, the wars that we have, the economy the way it is, are we blaming everything on immigration? Is that the number one? Is that the flag-burning issue of 1988? Is that it?
Well, that's what the politicians are blaming, but not their regular American citizens. That's why my campaign is gaining so much popularity. I don't just go out and talk about illegal immigration and 1070. I talk about, how are we going to get jobs back in this country? How are we going to stop shipping our industries overseas? How are we going to...
All right. I'll bite. How?
Well... First off, we have to get rid of the free trade agreements, because those were sold to us as selling our products overseas. And what happened was, the businesses found out that countries will give them land to build manufacturing plants, and they'll move the entire industry over there. So that's one of the biggest ways. The other thing is, reduce the regulations. Get rid of the size of government. Leave people alone. Let people do what they know how to do, which is innovate and create solutions to the problems. Create products that people want and be able to make a profit with their money.
Okay. Now you say that.
I say that.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk about things like, the income tax, federal income tax.
Mm-hmm.
What about it?
I completely oppose all income tax. We shouldn't have to have an income tax. We should be able to use tariffs. We should be able to use our natural resources.
Shouldn't don't mean nothing. I mean, you know, this is what they go like this. You know, we have the reminiscent of the Ron Paul campaign going into the debate. They go, well, you would do away with the federal income tax, right? He goes, immediately, done. Next. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, we really got to discuss this. I mean, are you willing to go that far?
Oh, absolutely.
I will introduce legislation to eliminate the federal income tax. It's on archive. Come on, say it. Don't say it. I don't care. Say it.
I will introduce legislation to eliminate the federal income tax. Because what would stimulate our economy more than people having more money in their pockets to go spend?
You know, I don't even get that far. I just say it's a big theft and just stop taking it.
It is a big theft.
I mean,
yes.
You know, what'll happen afterwards? I go, I don't care what happens. I'll burn it. What do you care?
Legalized
you know?
Plunder. That's yeah, exactly
quit
what
it is. Taking it. That's all I care about. Okay, then let's go to something else. Ooh, let's see what's controversial. Oh, yeah, Federal Reserve.
I will work to eliminate the Federal Reserve interference with our monetary system.
Will you introduce legislation that would be to eliminate the Federal Reserve?
Yes. Well, not necessarily – let me rephrase that, because not necessarily to eliminate the Federal Reserve, because it's a private corporation. I don't want the federal government involved with that. But we can stop using their services.
Ah, see? Smart guy. Okay, that's good. That's good. You know, that's one thing that we learned that was a really good thing Dr. Paul put up. He goes, you know, I don't have to eliminate the Federal Reserve. Just legalize competition.
Right.
Just make it to where I don't have to use them, and then, you know, the problem's solved. So I'm all about that. You know, I've been buying junk silver a lot here lately. I'm going to have me some 90% silver when things go to crap. Which, in your opinion, you know, are we going to save this economy, or we've got some kind of secret, untoward, unknown solution that I don't know about? I mean, what's the solution?
Well, the politicians won't solve the problem. Men won't solve the problem because men just want to control and rule things. What the only thing that will solve the problem is if we get back to the Constitution, get back to limited federal government, doing limited things, and stop stealing from the people, stop stealing from the economy, and quit borrowing money from other nations.
Okay, I'm going to give you a chance to come after me here. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Constitution's Constitution. Might as well been called the Communist Manifesto. It's all about the power, the power, the power.
Mm-hmm.
The power, eminent domain. We're going to have the Constitution so that we can have all your lands now ours. Mm-hmm. Whenever we want it, it's ours now. Thanks for playing. Oh, and we're going to regulate all commerce. Okay, we're going to do that. Now, interstate commerce, we got that one. Oh, and we get to collectively tax. And even Hamilton says, well, if you can't tax people, how can you sustain a war? Now, that's a good enough reason not to do it right there. So I'm going, so here we have the Constitution. Now you got the libertarians of the day going, no, that's where we get the Bill of Rights. All this thou shalt nots of government. But I'm, so I want to, you know, it's got a short time. I'll give you time to think about it, give you a breath
no
here. You know, like, decompress a little bit. Because when we come back, I want to hear, you know, Constitution. You know, that's how we got here. You know, let's go back to Articles of Confederation. Woohoo! Eliminate the power on, you know, Mordor on the Potomac. You know, I'm a libertarian, man. I want to take the ring of power and chuck it in the Mount Doom and be done with it all. Not just change the guys behind the levers. Well, if we're going to keep the lever, will Jim be the guy we want up there with one of the levers? We're going to find out. I don't give him time to think about it, and he's going to surprise us, I hope. We'll be right back.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, the man with the gun over there is supposed to be coming home. That's what Obama said. Oh, yeah, we're bringing all the guys home. Yeah, with the war in Iraq, mission accomplished. You know, combat is complete. Of course, we're going to leave 50,000, you know, private guys over there. We're going to have some mercs. We're going to, there's still somebody who's going to make a lot of money. Heck, they're going to make more money. You know, we don't need all the, you know, if we have these U.S. military guys over here, well, then, you know, they get most of the money. We need to do these mercenaries so we get our cut, private industry de la of. Oh, does this shock anybody? You know, I'm going, come on, man. They built, what, 14 permanent military bases there? Well, they weren't going to leave until that was done. I can guarantee you that, you know. So I'm just going, you know, this. So we'll get into the war and all this other stuff here in a little bit because you can already tell where I'm at. But, you know, the one thing that I did want to finish on, this back to the Constitution thing. You know, I've heard this over and over and over and over and over. But, you know, a lot of people that make that statement, or even though they think they want to hear that, they never actually read it. It's not very long.
It's not very long.
You know, you go to the Constitution, you just read it. And it's all about the power, the power, the power, the power, the power. Why do you think the revolutionaries of the time, the Patrick Henrys, the Thomas Paines, the Jeffersons, freaked out? Patrick Henry's telling, as governor, 4 hours before the legislature, going, don't sign this thing. Don't ratify this. It's all about the power. Oh, we got the branches of government. He goes, really? What happens in the executive, the legislative, judicial lines up against the rights of the individual? Find yourself in a free speech zone. That's what happens. So I'm going, man, don't even start with me about this Constitution thing. I'll do all show on this. You tell me what you want to get back to as the promise of the Constitution, what it was supposed to do, not how the Supreme Court is legislated. I got, you know, for protect. Ooh, they believe I got a Second Amendment right in Chicago. 5-4. Wow, I feel safe. You know, I'm going, wow, I got 5 out of 9 on my side. I'm free. Yeehaw. You know, when they gave themselves the ability to determine whether a law is constitutional or not, what would you think was going to they're going to side with? The guy writing their check. So I'm just, you know, this is, man, don't even get, I don't even want to hear about it. I'll give you a day off, all right?
Okay.
No more Constitution. Don't mean nothing to me. What was the promise of the Constitution? Because when you do take that oath, I need to know what you're taking an oath to. Which Constitution? You know, the 1840? You know, 1940? 2040? Which one? Because it keeps changing all the time. So I'm going, what is the principle? I need here in the heart, right here. Not on some piece of paper that somebody wrote back I never signed. All right? I need to know your Constitution, the way you are built. I expect the government to do what? No more, not do something. Give me your spiel, man.
The government is not supposed to be doing anything for us. It's supposed to have a Navy, post office, basic services, protect our rights, and limit the federal government so that we have more rights and more freedom to do what we want to do, to solve our own problems, live our own lives. You mentioned the Supreme Court ruling. Absolutely, that's an abomination. We're supposed to have the right to keep and bear arms as individuals, because we're not only supposed to be able to protect ourselves, we're supposed to be able to protect our states, and we're also supposed to be able to protect our nation if necessary.
What if I don't have a nation? You know what my nation is? My house.
Yeah.
And, you know, am I allowed not to be part of your nation?
And that's unfortunate that it's become that. And that's become that because of oppression from the federal government. That we see our nation as our own houses.
Well, whole purpose.
We stop talking to our neighbors, especially in Phoenix, Arizona. We stop talking to our neighbors.
You know, that is a cultural thing that's, you know, it's developed at the root of a lot of this stuff. And we have such a reliance. The first person we go to is, instead of, you know, just friends and family and neighbors, we're calling some city councilman. Mm-hmm. You know, I need you to what? Fill in the blank. I mean, the stupid stuff. They get enough people calling them for it, they'll create a department for it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm just going, ooh, we got a whole block of votes here. People want us to do fill in the blank. People got their let their lawn go too long. Yep. I mean, you know, I mean, seriously, that's what's going on here.
It is. And it even happens in my campaign when I first started this 20 months ago. People would say, how are they funding you? And there is no they. If you want me to win and you give me a couple of bucks and I can make some radio advertisements and I have a chance to win.
How long have you been running?
20 months. We filed on January 7th, 2009.
Why?
Why? Because I've never run for office before, never had any intention to be a politician. I was happy being a fire alarm contractor, but I couldn't stand the freedoms. I couldn't stand the way the country was going. The national debt was out of control. I saw it as increases in taxation on my children and my grandchildren. The freedoms we were losing by not being able to travel down the freeway. You have to have a concealed carry weapons permit at the time to carry a weapon. And all those things were ridiculous to me. Freedom of speech, the speech zones like you talk about, all these things, they're invasions into our rights and our freedoms,
so,
and that's why I'm doing this.
You're deciding to run, and, you know, running as a Republican is, you know, hey, man, I'm gonna give it what for. I'm going to actually, you know, try and win this thing. I'm going to put forth some effort. Looks like you've put forth some effort. And just to get on the ballot takes effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heck, you have to file that early just to even get the signatures. How did you do that? How many signatures? You probably needed over 10, 12, 13,000 or something?
No, we needed about 5,600, and we turned in about 7,000.
Okay, so 7,000. Signatures. You go and you did those yourself, did you? You paid somebody? You got some volunteers? What?
We went to gun shows and we went to county fairs and stood on the street and went door to door. We did a lot of it ourselves. So probably about 80% was done with me and my wife. The Tea Party rallies were great. Those were great places to get signatures.
Not John McCain. Sign here.
And then we did have a few volunteers down in Tucson, Sierra Vista, some other places that helped us get signatures also.
Okay. So your advocacy for those individuals was what that motivated them to help you? I mean, you know, they knew you from what? Why you?
They met me at either one place or the other. Met me at a gun show and decided that I was a good option to the career politician. They met me at a Tea Party meeting or a Tea Party rally, and they were just
loud-minded. Give me your Tea Party speech, man. You know, I'm going to Tea Party. I got my average age. I kept, you know, when they first started, it was a lot younger. I mean, it was kind of 20s, 30s, man. I mean, it was this Ron Paul thing going on. And what they do is you get the Washington deal, man. Ooh, a couple million, you know, a million. I mean, a lot. you know, and Clear Channel and Fox get the permit for the stage and the microphone. Only 5% of the people can even hear them. They get up and they go, blah, 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 blah. All these people here, this ocean of people, will tell you what they want. They want this. And the people out there went, that's not what my sign says. You know, so they're just like, yeah, whatever. You're gonna create your own little Tea Party Express, Palin Republican thing. We're going to go over here and do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dr. Paul, he might run 2012 again. We'll see what happens. But I'm telling you, I understand. I've been like this. I mean, I'm a political animal, but it's really not politics as much as it is a cultural thing.
Well, you know what scares me most about that? Didn't mean to interrupt you there, but
no, please.
The Dr. Paul running in 2012 is he actually won at the CPAC meeting. With their poll, which kind of scares
me. He won it all or crap. Heck, of Fox News debates, he's winning all the text poll. Win. We got plenty of movies here and documentaries and all kinds of stuff for you. Man, we already know. In this next generation, these young guys here, what did they learn? It's all crap. It's all made up. It's all veneer. It's all pretend. Now, you're being in there running for U.S. Senate against McCain and Hayworth. Tell me where I'm wrong. Is it pretend? Is it just made up? What?
It is not pretend. I'm doing this because I'm afraid for the future of the country. That's why I'm doing
this. No, I mean, not why you're doing it. I'm talking about the media's portrayal of this thing.
The media has been horrible. They've been doing typically everything they do. They ignore me. They put those big faces up on big screen TV, and they put them on the radio all the time, and they pretend like I don't exist, and it doesn't matter because the message is still getting out. The word of mouth is what's making my campaign, not the media.
Oh, yeah, it's the internet.
Yeah, and the internet.
And that's one
Absolutely.
Thing they don't like, man. They just, oh, heck no. Well, I tell you, you know, I'm glad that you're in this just for, you know, my own entertainment, you know, and we have a reason to turn on the TV and see how much they, you know, screwing you. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that you can get out of this, and it's by just expressing yourself and providing another alternative, another idea, and even a spoiler vote. They go, like, that's bad. You know, well, those are my votes. As if it was theirs or something. No, the people don't get to have an opportunity to express their opinion to the point that you win. I mean, that, you know, just that option right there, I vote for this. You know what? If you want my Jim Deacon votes in the future, if you want them now and you do the polling and you see how much it is, you want them, you better start saying some stuff Jim Deacon's saying.
Right.
You better start doing what, you know, he's doing, because if you don't, you ain't getting it. And I tell you what they're saying. It's all immigration, 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 immigration. How big a deal is this to you?
And they have stolen some of my phrases, so it is happening. The immigration is important, but it's not the only problem.
Well, what is your main concern? I mean, you know, heck, it's immigration. Sure as heck, theirs.
Well, immigration is theirs because that's the only thing they have to talk about. That's what he wrote the book about. Don't you remember?
Somebody wrote a book about it? Am I supposed to know this? So tell me what your main thing. If you're going
my main thing is get rid of the federal government, dismantle it back down to what the itemized issues that the federal government is supposed to be responsible for in the Constitution, get rid of everything else so that we don't have to continue taxing people so much. We have a future for our children and our grandchildren.
You know, I'll go even further than that. That's a good start. We're on the way. There's a whole bunch of stuff they say they want to do, you know, it should be doing. I don't think it should be doing that either. You know, so, yeah, we're going in the right direction here. When we come back, we'll go ahead and take a top of the hour break, and then when we come back, we'll have Jim Deacon. Maybe he can let his hair out a little bit, you know, that what he's got left of it. So maybe you'll want to call him. Let me give out the number, 866-986-6397, 986-6397, and I'm going to find out, you know, we're going to go hardcore on some stuff. What about things like, you know, Republicans talk about drugs and sex and maybe some rock and roll and stuff like that. Oh, man, they didn't know you were coming on this show. Well, you stay right there. We'll be right back here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. We'll see how much independence declaring we're going to get from Jim Deacon running for U.S. Senate against John McCain and J.D. Hayworth for the Republican nomination. We'll be right back.